Tribute. Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.
My name's Niamh O'Connor, and this is my podcast, Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You may have seen me knocking around TikTok and Instagram, but if you don't know me, this podcast is the best way to get to know anything and everything there is to know about me. When I was thinking of an idea for my podcast, I wanted it to be something really authentic. I wanted it to be something that reflected me, and I thought Unscripted was just that. I think everybody knows that's one thing that I definitely am. We all know I've had my fair shares of ups and downs, so whether it's love life or just a daily dilemma, I'm going to be here to help. I've probably gone through it. Each week, I'll be covering a new topic and asking you guys to send in your dilemmas for me to answer right here in the studio. There'll be new episodes available every Wednesday on the Go Loud app or wherever you guys get your podcasts. Hello, guys, and welcome back to episode 19 of Unscripted. I feel like I haven't been in here in a while because we pre-recorded some episodes for over Christmas, so I'm warming up, guys. I feel a bit rusty, but I hope you've all had an absolutely lovely Christmas. I'm still in the Christmas kind of vibe at the moment. I feel like I haven't got like back into routine at all. I actually still have a Christmas garland up in my house, guys. It's really embarrassing. I took down my two trees and every other decoration, but when I was doing my decorations, I tied a garland using ribbon onto my stairs, and it's too difficult to get off. So it's still there. I'm going to, maybe by next week, I'll have it down. I'll let you know. We have some lovely feedback from Alex, and Lauren has just had to confirm that it's not my Alex, it's different Alex. So Alex said, Happy New Year, Niamh and Lauren. I start work at 5 a.m. and the hardest part of my Wednesday is saving the podcast for Thursday morning. I'm more of a silent listener who doesn't really send questions or dilemmas, but some of the ones you've answered have applied to me directly. Thank you so much for the advice and the company throughout the last few months. I'm so excited for more content in the new year and I can't wait for episode 100. Guys, stop jinxing me with the episode 100, okay? I hope you both have an amazing new year. Alex, thank you so much and I hope you had the best Christmas and the best new year, and thank you so much for listening every week. But please stop jinxing me with episode 100. I really don't want to eat tuna. I really don't. I feel like I'm going to have to, but it's episode 19 already, guys. So we're like almost 1/5 of the way to me eating tuna. I'm not able. Right, guys, today we are joined. It says two lovely guests here, but to be honest, I wouldn't say that.
What would you say?
Two arsehole guests.
That is terrible.
She can say what she wants.
Guys, it's Dilda Galeon or Dylan for the purposes of this podcast, and Dano Devlin.
Ooh. Now, can we just have a little side rant here? Because was she not literally giving out that Dublin people? Why are they adding an O onto every single
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, but I think it has more of a ring to it, Dano Devlin.
My uncle's called Dano.
Dano Devlin.
I'm like baby Dano.
It makes you seem a bit more like hard.
Because do I need that?
Yes. The initial sound hard, D&D.
Yeah, D&D.
Do not disturb.
D&D,
yeah, do not disturb.
Well, that actually does apply to you. Very much applies to you. Do not disturb. Me and Daniel actually have something to tell you, Dylan.
We do?
What do you do?
Remember?
What?
Remember when we were walking?
Oh, we do have something.
We have something to tell you.
We were hate crimed.
Were you?
No. But you almost were, right? So
I almost was, how?
Why we didn't get you.
It's why we didn't walk. So basically, guys, me and Daniel were meant to walk down to get Dylan at his Lewis stop, right? And when we were on the way to walk down, Daniel, do you want to take over your
better
account story?
She's getting a bit emotional there, as you
yeah.
can see.
Yeah.
You can't see because there's not even cameras in the studio.
Just imagine. Just imagine.
Socially awkward podcast. That's why I'm so used to the cameras. But we were walking down from Niamh's studio to grab Dylan because Dylan was getting off the Lewis. and we were walking towards Stephen's Green.
Can I just say now that he is offered to walk me. I can walk by myself now.
Just
to clear that up.
Guys, for everybody listening, this episode is going to be chaotic because all we do as a group is talk over each other. And the first one for it, Dylan is riddled with ADHD. Like, I mean, absolutely riddled. You'll be in the middle of telling a story and he will just cut in with the most random, stupid shit that nobody fucking cares about. Anyway, continue, Dylan.
Yeah, Lauren, when you turn his mic off for a minute. What's it called? Yeah, so we were walking towards that and me and Neve were looking at the road and we were like, is that snow? It was like the scene of Elf. Remember when they have the big snow fight and all the snowballs can't come flying? We were getting egged. Please, Stephen's Green car park.
Yeah,
we were like looking around, we're like, "Oh my god, why is that? Like, is a car driving over?" Like,
and all we hear is like, "Crack, crack, crack."
He was like, "Go now, run!"
And to get you, we had to walk the way that the eggers were. So we just said, "Fuck it," and we're not. I said, "Don't tell him because he'll have a tantrum and he won't come."
Yeah, if we had told you, yeah, look, there's little delinquents.
Did they see you as to egg you, or they're just egging everyone?
We don't. I think they were just egging people, but we obviously just took that as like personal.
Yeah. Yeah,
I can't deal with that.
Oh my god,
can
even walk around town.
Yeah,
I can't get eggs again. Already happened once, not happening again.
But this is what, guys, just for everyone listening, this is exactly what Dylan would have done if we told him that there was eggers on his path.
Instead of that, Lewis, and went.
He would have said, "Oh, I hate me life. I'm fucking not coming."
No, I'm not, because it's going to ruin me day. I'm not going.
No, I wouldn't. I would have said, "Watch, let's see who they're going to egg, because I'll make them scrambled. Give it to me. Give me, I'll turn that into an omelette."
You'll turn them into.
Yeah, I'll start scaling. I'll be that angle. I'll start scaling Stephen's Green. Like, you know, when they scaled into the, what is it, the Pentagon?
Yeah,
scaling the walls with their bare hands. Did you ever see what Azealia Banks said about that?
No.
Met behaviour.
Azealia Banks. Anyway, I think we should give a brief intro into who the two of these are. Daniel, go on, you go first. Give your intro.
Like, introduce me.
All right, fine. I'll introduce you. So basically, and all girls.
Really skinny, really, like, make sure you put skinny in.
Basically, Danny is. Danny!
Danny? What's up with these nicknames today? Like,
Danny, Dano.
Danielle.
Danielle. Basically, Daniel is a really skinny TikToker.
Great jawline.
With a great jawline, very muscular abs, and he goes for runs every day and vlogs it. He's a fitness TikToker.
Yeah, 5K with Chris actually robbed me. I started that trend. Do you not remember?
Yeah, I do. I do. And Dylan is...
Well, we're listening.
Well, do I have to do it? Like, why do I have to do it?
It's so hard to try actually introduce
Dylan
yourself,
Dylan is an
though.
Econ.
He is an econ. That is the tin.
That is the tin.
Dylan is an econ. We love Dylan. Dylan is an icon. He is a TikTok icon. He makes skiff videos and he's very funny. He actually used to make loads of hateful skiff videos about me. Just
no, I didn't, you liar. You liar. Let's get this clear now.
Leave Nevo alone.
Do you know what? The Leave Nevo Alone video, that was literally a rip-off of Chris Crocker, Leave Britney Alone. There was, I think, two of them that I done, or maybe three.
Two? That was about 200, you liar.
Any. You bully.
But you were the only one that actually took it with pride. That was like, no, that's funny. I love that.
Well
I did tell you I was going to make before I did make it, and you gave me the go-ahead.
That was when we were friends. The ones you made before we were friends, I did not give you the go-away.
Were you obsessed with her?
No, do you want to know, guys? I'm going to embarrass Dylan.
Bring him on.
So Dylan used to be making skip videos about me, right? And then he would be sending me 5-page essays on Instagram like, "Oh, girl, I just love you. You're just such an icon. Like, I feel like I connect to you."
That's because I have a really good intuition and I knew, because I could read through the lines with Neve by the little stuff that she was posting, that there was stuff going on with her life, and I knew exactly what was going on through our friendships, our breakup and everything. So I was like, Jesus, like, I feel so bad for her, because when I was making the videos, it was basically just like, how do I explain it? Neve's an icon in herself and her name is iconic as it is. Do you get what I mean? And at that time, like, Neve was like the biggest name on, like, I don't want to say like the biggest name, but like, especially on TikTok, you had thousands and thousands and thousands of people making videos under your name and hashtag. Do you get what
I
mean?
Yeah. It was like a trend, and like, back then, to pull hashtag Nevo, your video would get like hundreds of thousands of views.
Remember the first time we went to your caravan, remember?
Oh my God, yeah.
My problem was that, like, and it happened with so many times, we're making, like, comedy videos, I'd be thinking that, like, I'm highlighting someone when really it actually is dogging them out.
Dogging them out
to people that that don't like them, because I'd be expecting, like, as in, oh, it's going to be people that, like, love this person or get, like, what I'm, like, joking about or including them in. But then what happens is you end up getting people that necessarily don't like them people then.
Yeah.
And then joking about, and then that takes away from
I never took it that way. I'm only winding you up. I just like winding Dylan up about it. I don't give a fuck. Do you think my...
Are you for real having me getting into me feelings here in the first 5 minutes?
Do you not? Yeah, nobody gives a fuck. Do you think that was my biggest, like, worry in the world? Like, literally, my whole naked body was being posted all over the internet, love. I think I could deal with a bit of a skit. But no, I'm only messing with you.
Oh, she can't be a skit in Everton.
No, I meant a skit. A comedy like a skit.
We know what you meant. Say what you mean. Say, we got it.
You're a gaslighter. You are a shit-stirring little gaslighter. Daniel Devlin, right? He is the biggest shit-stirrer. He's after looking at Dylan like, oh my God. And that's why Dylan thinks I was calling him a skit.
And convince her. Can we just tell everyone that he convinced me that his man was like literally 32 and her name was Shauna.
No, it's not my fault that you're gullible. I literally had Dylan wrapped around my finger telling him that my man was 32 and her name was Shauna. How did he catch me?
Because Niamh was on the phone to her one day.
Niamh was talking about your Auntie Tracy.
Yeah.
And what's it called? I was like, oh my God. Like, because my man's name is Tracy as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hey, my face was turning as you were saying this.
Yeah, no, because I was like, oh my God, like that's, you were saying something about like how old your Auntie Tracy was, and I was like, oh my God, like my man's around that age as well. And Dylan just like slowly turned his head around and goes, what the fuck did you just say? I was like, what? How old is your man? Like, oh shit, you went mental at me then.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, there's still so many things that I've told about you that you
and you too.
Oh my God, do you know what just popped into my head? Do you remember the night on Live when we convinced the whole Live that about Brandon and Janice?
It means that he's come out of rehab.
Yeah, so one night me and Daniel were on Live, right? I think Brandon was somewhere and Janice was somewhere, and me and Daniel were like, we're gonna do a bit of shit stirring tonight. So we went on Live and we basically told the whole Live that Brandon and Shanice had just come out of rehab, that Brandon was in rehab and Shanice was in rehab, but like the whole fucking Live like believed us. But then we made it really unbelievable. We were saying mad stuff.
And I always wonder, like, why can no one ever take me serious? Because I literally wind up everybody. I'm so bad.
Do you remember I convinced Brandon that I was having a mental breakdown? I just kept sending him like random pictures on my
WhatsApp
and like links of like how to garden tomatoes and everything. It was like the most random thing. And just reply with like random links and YouTube videos, and I was like, watch this, watch this. And he was calling Eve and I'll be like, is he okay? We're terrible.
No, we are. See, I think the three of us are very, like, Brandon's quite mature. But the three of us are very mischievous, I think.
Menacing.
Yeah, menacing. Like, we're like the elves on the shelf.
Yeah, we are.
Fucking neck, don't call me no elf.
Well, at least I'm saying you could fit on the shelf,
exactly,
love.
You were meant to be skinny on the shelf.
Hold on a fucking minute. Don't try and turn this shit around.
But you know what? You can be elf on the chair then. We'll be elves on the shelf.
I'm not an elf, full stop. My hair is on point. I was used to.
Sorry, Mrs. Angel on the tree.
Yeah.
Angel at the top of the tree.
I'm the star on the tree.
The star on the tree. Do you hear this?
I am the star on the fucking tree. My mom always tells me that.
Right, so how did we meet? See, I actually can't remember how we all met together, but me and Daniel met, and then me and Dylan met, and then me and Dylan and Daniel met. That's how it worked. I actually was the glue that held everybody together. That's the truth, guys.
You did, all right. I was the one who first reached out to Dylan. Remember? Yeah. I literally remember how we met.
Yeah, I do.
Was on
live. Was it?
Yeah, it was. Daniel was the one that connected everyone together. Yeah,
so.
Oh, no way.
Can I say?
I thought it was someone else.
No, it was Dylan was on live and he was doing like prank phone calls. And I thought it was the funniest thing ever. And I used to go in.
I remember you sent him. No, were we together?
No,
watching
that? No, you were in Turkey, I'm nearly certain, at the time.
Yeah, so did you send it to me?
Yeah, so basically he was live on TikTok doing prank phone calls, and I was like, he is the funniest person ever. Obviously, regret that now.
Oh,
no, but he's the funniest person ever. And now I remember we had like a group on Snapchat, remember? I was like, everybody please go into his live and give him a follow. Like, he's actually so fucking funny. And
I was probably like, no, that
not
fucking...
the Petey follows.
I was probably like, no, that fucking Bella End is making videos about me.
I never even knew that story until a few months ago when you was telling me that.
Oh, Dylan, will you go back on your page and get them and send
they're
them?
They're there. They're still there.
Yeah, there's so many.
I think you would have talked them down, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would. In how many years
okay, I will then.
No, you don't have to.
Okay, then I won't.
It's because there's most like videos, guys.
Say, oh, no, stop. Dara is going to be killing in here now in a minute.
Wigs flying. Dylan actually brought wigs for this studio, guys.
It's not me if I don't have a wig in the bag.
He literally brought wigs. Jim. Never break character. Oh, what's the funniest story we have with each other? I actually don't know. We have, like, the thing is that I think we have that many, like, little funny things happen every single day.
A lot of them we actually could not tell, yeah. To be honest with
you. So many of them are, like, parental advisory, explicit content or whatever.
I remember. I'm like,
there needs to be therapists on site.
Yeah, literally.
I can't remember anything. Like, you know how bad my memory is. Like, I literally, that's why I was so nervous, because I was like, she starts asking me questions, I'm just kind of like,
like,
what?
Funny, are we doing like funniest or funny memories?
Funniest. I don't know what the funny, there's that many. Like, I can't even think now because I'm on the spot. Guys, I swear we have fun and we're friends.
Let me think now.
What was that noise?
What do you mean? What?
Oh my God, no. Am I allowed to say this?
Right, come on.
My funniest memory, am I allowed to say it?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You're not
it's
telling
about
me.
About your noises.
Oh.
Am I allowed to say it?
Yeah.
Right, my funniest memory of Daniel. Daniel makes full-blown, like, sex noises in his sleep. Like, his dreams are pornographic, because when I tell you, you don't want to hear the noises that are coming out of this champ's mouth. When he just be like this, right?
No, I don't. That's too far. I knew she was going to do that. She's so dramatic.
You do.
I talk in my sleep, right?
That's not fucking talking, love. You're riding.
I talk in my sleep, but I also, like, I move a lot in my sleep as well. So because I move and I'm literally just going,
That's not the noise.
Swear, the way you go on is like, do you know what
you're doing Karma Sutra in your sleep.
I'm getting Brandon Caulfield to confirm.
So dramatic.
And Shanice Griffin.
Yeah,
that is not the noise you make.
You are dramatic.
You go like this.
No, I don't. I actually don't. I do make weird noises that are similar.
Daniel does be sleeping.
And I don't even know why I'm making them noises, because I'd be dreaming of E.T. chasing me down the road. I have nightmares every night. Why am I making them?
Don't lie. You're dreaming of doing something else with E.T., Daniel. We all know.
Bang bang with E.T.
Yeah. A slip of a green finger.
I'm terrified of E.T. like since I'm younger. And my uncle is terrified as well.
Why?
I had a dream that like E.T. put him and wrapped him in a chair and like tied him up to torture him.
We love E.T.
I had the exact same dream. I had a dream that he tied me up and then I escaped, and then I was like scaling back walls and like jumping over car boxes trying to get away from him. I'm terrified.
My friend Nanny had the same thing, right? And she was that petrified, and my friend used to my friend used to always tell me about it, right? And I went over to the Nanny and Granddad's house one day, and the Granddad was getting annoyed by the Nanny and was like, I'm going to turn on E.T. There's E.T. on telly. He's like, get the fuck off. Get off. She's like, ran into the kitchen. She was like petrified.
If I ever give you a slip again, pull up
just
picture
pull up a picture of E.T.
Oh, that's, we know that now.
Dylan, what's, can we think of a funny story of all three of us?
Yeah, I know one that you think is the funniest.
Right, go on.
My first show at Bingo.
Oh no, that was, no.
That was an experience.
That wasn't, and we were like being like supportive friends, but it was
I was literally recording videos, and every single time in the back of the video, you just hear Niamh, can he say that? Is he meant to do that? And I'm just like, yes. No, absolutely not. He just went on stage, and I was like, right, Dylan. So I was like Dylan's little mentor for Bingo, right? And I was like, Dylan, just hype them up, like hype the crowd up, give a little woo. Dylan went on the stage, yeah. I mean, like, the reason you have a microphone is because it amplifies your voice. Dylan thought he was just holding his fist in front of his mouth because he was screaming. The speakers and he blew in 22.
No, stop.
And Dylan will be in Cork.
Dylan
what is
in Donegal, and he's saying Ballymun.
Yeah.
Are you talking about
like
Ballymun?
As if people in fucking Donegal care about Ballymun. Like,
they've cheered though. They know what Ballymun is.
Holiday. That's why they're like, eh.
They're not bleeding. They're not bleeding nomads, girls. They know what Ballymun is.
But, like, if
I didn't know about Ballymun. I'm a culture like.
Well, you're uncultured. Gaffs are like bleeding 10 minutes down the road from you, the nearest gaff.
Oh, don't make me come for your area. I'm not going to say it on here, but some of your areas are
You
dead.
Can't talk trying to look down on us now. Are you not in a attached gaff now as well, little miss over there?
His area is that in bits that they have fucking Virgin Mary statues everywhere.
Your area is that in bits that the army have to come in for Halloween. You could talk to.
You have bonfires in your sitting room. Should I marry you?
Yeah, exactly. And you could too if you were in the K area. You can never in your life, darling.
Oh my God.
Ding, ding, ding.
We're going to end up like, there's going to be like people in these areas coming after us now after this podcast. What do you say about my area? Guaranteed. How many people are
you're up to K area. Goo.
What the fuck is the K area?
The gay area. I said the gay area.
The gay area, not the gay.
The gay area.
Him pure thinking it's a homophobic attack.
Yeah, I know.
I literally said
he's so. Dylan thinks everything is a homophobic
attack. I don't think. I know, give over now. No, I'm not. My problem is that I mishear everything now.
Yeah, literally.
You could say how many
the
apples.
Gay area.
How many apples is that? And I'd be like, who's pregnant? That's my
problem. We had this conversation last night. Remember how you literally switch things? Like someone would literally start on Dylan and he'd be like, see you rapt cunt. And he'd be like, what are you saying about the K?
What is the K area? Because I feel like I'm not part of this joke because I don't know what it is.
Blanche, Ballymun, Finglas and Cabra.
Why is it called the K area?
Because probably sells the most K. I don't know. I think... Did you say I was in season one? Don't mind him. Is there someone in that looks
missed
like
Ballymun? See, he can't remember.
Yeah, you can't.
I said Finglas, Ballymun, Blanche, and Cabra.
Yeah, but he only said you missed Ballymun, and you're
gone on a mad one again, coming at me.
Yeah, you.
Lisa, not coming on you, darling.
This ain't that type of podcast.
Dylan.
He said it's wrong. Listen.
Dylan, wrong website.
Okay then, right. I'll reel it in. Right, back to senior infants.
No.
Let's go.
No, I'm only joking. Impressions of each other. Let's do an impression of each other. Right.
No, do you know what's a funny side note, right? We did this video the other day, right, of doing impressions of each other. And we literally did about 3 or 4 for Niamh, about 5 for Dylan, but they were going all day for me. The video was about 6 minutes long.
Yeah, because you have so many personalities to impersonate, depending on your mood.
You just made me look mad depressed, lads. I had to cut out so many clips because Niamh was like just doing impressions of me walking. Like I was literally the hunchback of Notre Dame.
No.
And I was depressed down.
You literally were saying, get me posture. Make
yeah,
sure to video.
I have bad posture sitting in a chair.
No, lads, stop, right? This is lies. Daniel walks like the hunchback of Notre Dame.
Down spray, love. You had to nearly spit all over Lauren.
He walks, his shoulders are slouched forward and his arms are like in front of his body and his head's always down, like slightly.
Are you for real?
That's true.
Are you actually? Can you back that up?
Come here, look, leave me out if I wasn't listening.
You walk like you're fucking walking on the moon. That's what you walk like, bounce.
Well, come here to me, you tumbleina. You have your own way, you walk.
I have great posture. What way do I
posture.
Walk?
Posture.
I'm not being no offense.
You walk like a Polly Pocket after being stuck in a radiator.
Hold on, Daniel.
You have the most artistic walk. I actually didn't realise how.
Terrible.
No, but that's not.
That's not offensive. That's offensive. I am autistic.
Because I actually didn't realise how autistic Niamh is. Like, no, but that's so bad. But she has so many traits that yeah. I actually
no,
never caught until.
Yeah,
suspicious actually.
Fuck off! Let's not start these.
Don't fuel that conspiracy.
No, tell them. No, it was. Do you know the other day, guys, when we were doing the impressions? I have really bad like flappy hands when I'm excited, don't I?
Yeah. Flappy board.
Yeah, I'd be like, I do be like Flappy Bird, like.
You know, like Niamh, if Niamh gets excited, you literally watch. New lamps. She'd probably do it now. Now she'll jump up in here and she'll start sprinkling her hands out like she's trying to get water off.
Yeah.
I never realised that about you though. Like,
I know. And what about when I go on my little, I start running around as well. I get zoomies sometimes when I'm excited.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Like really bad zoomies.
Like Jack Russell in the gap.
But I think the reason you didn't notice it before is probably because you just always assumed that that was my personality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas when you hear like, okay, you're diagnosed with autism, it's like, oh, my God, like you're going to recognize all these things, but that you wouldn't have recognized as autistic traits before, because it would have just looked kind of like I'm. Everyone's always said I'm hyperactive, that I have hyperactive personality. So I suppose that's probably it. But Yeah, words from Daniel. I'm very autistic. So, no, he fueled a conspiracy that I'm just putting on an act. So,
well, let's ask the
Gypsy audience. Rose over decided to table.
Saying you're going to get locked up.
With a bit of luck, we get a break.
Oh, we do get a break.
She'd be running the Docus. If anyone's in the Docus, I'm not saying she'd run under.
No. He's going to get me killed. He's going to get... You're
up the West Wing and
my head's going to be on a chopping block in prison before I ever even get there. Hopefully I never do.
Before I even get there, what are you planning?
Yeah, exactly.
God only knows. Anything could happen. That's why... I'm not being funny, lads. I said this on the podcast before. That's why I don't want to drive. Because anything could happen. I have such bad anxiety. Daniel, I don't want to be getting in no car with you.
No, do you know what the funniest thing is, right? I'm actually an unreal driver.
I don't believe that. Daniel will have a vape in one hand and a phone in the other doing his TikTok.
Should legalise little go-karts. I drive a go-kart.
An automatic's basically a go-kart.
That's a go-kart.
No, but like an actual go-kart.
See, this is why I literally had done all my lessons, but I did manual. And I was so afraid manual because I cannot coordinate to get me so...
Yeah.
Not that I'd have a vape in my hand and a phone and the other, but...
Yeah, you fucking would.
I'd panic. Even my driving instructor used to nearly have to knock me out to calm me down because if I... I just can't turn, put the blinker on and put it in the second gear. I can't do that.
Yeah, it's too much.
I can't. I literally remember I told you this before that I literally came off a bike on the Lewis line and literally knocked myself out unconscious in town.
Dylan, you'd actually have to...
And I came off the scooter in Spain and slammed myself down an intersection.
Dylan is actually one of the clumsiest people.
It's so bad.
I call myself clumsy because I would fall down the flight of stairs. Not a bother to me.
Yeah.
But this fella would literally watch when we get up off this table. He's going to take the whole table.
Yeah, he'll flip the table.
He'll actually just send everything all over the place.
And then he goes, sorry.
Oh, was that me?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Do you know because of that I get blamed on everything in my gaff breaking?
I wonder.
Because you're probably breaking
I don't. No, that's the tin. That is the tin.
That is the tin.
I actually don't. It's just because people are like, no, Dylan. Then that's even in school. I used to get blamed in school.
Because your brother's real chill.
Yeah, I know.
You're
the opposite.
You're like the hyper.
Yeah, you are the opposite of your brother. Right, let's do an impression of each other.
I'll start, because the one thing that Niamh says all the time, and I literally be on the phone.
Oh my God, I know what it is already.
It wrecks my head so much. So basically, Niamh will be on a rant, right? And it's the way your tone of voice, the way you say it as well, it just scratches my eardrums and I'm like, shut your mouth. Because she literally will say something and she'll be talking about something and she'll go, you know what I mean? That's the way you say it. You go, you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
After, can't back me up here. After everything you will ever speak about, you just go, you know what I mean?
I say that all the time. Now you're going to make, I'm going to be paro out my head even for
good,
breakfast.
Put an end to it. Boycott that phrase right now.
So Niamh will basically go, emergency. And she'll hockey her phone over 3 million times, right? And you're there thinking, oh my God, this young one is literally after getting her leg sawn off or something. And she's literally in the matter on her deathbed. You'll answer the phone and she'll be like, guys, guess you got Charlotte Tilbury PR. And you're are you joking me? I literally half out of the shower and everything.
We'll be on a call, right? Me and Niamh. And she'll be like, we're still in. I'm like, oh, I think he's in the shower or something. She'll be like, quick, watch this. And then she'll start sending emergency, join quick. And I'll be like, what you taking this new Sal de Janeiro spray?
She's a little box, and that's because there has been times when she has been in need, and because of those times, and I'm like, shit, no.
I have to think of some now, right? My impression of Dylan.
Oh, God.
Guys, I'm so bad at this, right?
Dylan is undiagnosed bipolar. You will switch so quick. I mean,
so bad.
The smallest thing could ruin Dylan's day.
Yeah.
If his straw was pointing the wrong way in his can, he'd be like, oh, I actually just hate me life. And that's his day ruined.
And that's, yeah. And no, it's not his day ruined. It's his fucking week ruined.
Life ruined.
That's it. He's writing himself off.
He's the biggest.
I have no control over my emotions. I just snowball.
Do you think Dylan's a bigger drama queen than me?
Can be.
Oh!
I can be, I'm not going to lie.
Because Niamh will be upset. The thing about Niamh that I like is that, like, Niamh will go on a mad one, but then literally give her 10 minutes and she's back and she's brand new.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're done for the day. Like, you don't...
No, in fairness, though, I was on a...
This today, guys. Now my head's gone.
I was on a banger reel on, and look at me, I'm living life now here.
Yes. 4 days later! 4 days later!
To me,
later.
And 40 minutes ago...
We didn't even know you were going to come on. We thought you were on a banger the whole week.
Yeah.
I know, girls. Niamh was
so,
very bad.
Niamh was so scared. She's like, he's not going to come on.
No, I'd never. Never do that. I'd never do that to you.
You fucking cheat. Guys, we were meant to film on Wednesday. He went on a banger on like Monday. We were meant to film on Wednesday. Yesterday. He sends me a big message. I can't come on the podcast. Me like.
I'd never do it. He already tried. He got rallied. That's
now, in fairness though, right, this is my fourth podcast. I was asked to go on like a good few, but I always turned him down.
Yeah, he wouldn't even come on mine actually, so Phil.
Yeah, exactly. Feel privileged.
It's because I'm the best. Let me think.
But no. You have to agree if she is or not now, so don't be...
Yeah, you are the best star.
Thanks, Dylan!
And you can say goodbye.
Sorry to make that socially awkward now.
Oh, that was a good one. No, I'm joking. Socially awkward is the best. Right. Anyways, let me think of an impression. The only impression that I can do for Dylan, because this is exactly how he's been for the past fucking 5 days, is... Oh, I hate me life. Like,
I'm gonna smash this gaffing up.
I'm gonna fucking kill everyone.
I just screamed about earlier on. He had the wrong shoe size. I swear.
No, it's actually the right shoe size. Me foot just wouldn't go in the shoe.
You want to hear this fella earlier on, right? He was on the phone to me getting ready to come into the studio, and all I hear is screaming as if he's at the big slot.
Be careful, because my man kill me now. My man is literally like, when you scream that gaff down, Daniel and Eva saying, on the podcast.
No, but he's screaming because he had the wrong size shoe. We got the wrong size shoe, and I mean, you could have sworn that his life was ruined.
Matt, if you're listening, I was screaming into the pillow. I wasn't screaming at the walls.
Right? Yeah. Do you know what we need to get, Dylan? Do you ever see though? Well, no, because I need this as well. Like, I fucking
don't say a stress ball, because I got given one of them and I fucked it off someone's head in me class, and then it was taken off me. It was actually given to me by a therapist.
Girls, do you know? Me and Dylan are very similar, because like earlier on, right, I had these three boxes in the kitchen press, right. And it was my Barbie phone box, my iPod box. And you know the girls' night game? Lauren gave me this game. It's a Spin 1038 game. And I had them in the kitchen drawer. And basically, Alex takes them out and I'm like, leave them there. And he's like, no, this is the kitchen. I'm going to put them upstairs. I was like, leave them there. I literally lost the plot with them. Like for about half an hour, I was losing the plot over these three fucking boxes. So I'm slagging you off. But that's exactly how I am.
Now, we're the exact same when it comes to our emotions.
I'm just real. Like my man calls me laid back Larry.
Yeah, you are.
Just so chill.
But you have your moments. You can get really thick.
I can get so overstimulated. Like, do you know if like,
yeah.
That's what it is. I go overstimulated.
What wrecks my head is if sometimes I go snap if we're on the phone, because I'll be trying to watch something and then you'll be telling me a story or something. I'm like, just give me a minute, and then you won't hear me, and then I'll just go, shut the fuck up. Like, I get really overstimulated. That's what will send me over the edge.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, literally, something could happened to me and I'd be like, oh fuck it.
Yeah.
Pure like everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
See, I'm laid back with you, no, with the biggest things, like it does not affect me. I think I'm just so desensitized. But see, like the smallest things, like I could literally lose like everything.
Yeah.
And I'd be grand in a way. But see, if I went out and stood in dog shit, oh my God, that'd
I'm like that.
Like that'd be end of me. Like I'd
be
crying
annoyed,
and everything.
But like I'd be more annoyed if I lost everything. Do you get me?
Yeah.
I know, it sounds ridiculous.
Like, I don't, I try not let
drama.
I try not let things wreck my day. I used to be that young flit, like, when I was younger. If I hit my arm off my bed frame, I'd be punching the bed frame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? That was me as well.
Oh, were you smashing the Xboxes and all? Being put it.
Did you?
I went through 70s as a child, and my mum kept saying, "You, I thought, why did you keep buying me them?"
Yeah. Tracy, why did you keep buying?
They're 7 years old, smashing the S's left, right, and centre. Do you think that's gonna make a better show in another one?
No, I remember I smashed my BlackBerry off the wall, and I ripped all the buttons off.
Did
my mum was like, "You are barbaric." I didn't have that for like a year. I learned my lesson.
Why did you do that? That's punishing yourself.
I can't remember. I was so annoyed. I can't even remember.
You'd never smash your phone now. Not a
fucking Jesus, not a chance. But it smashed by itself because of how clumsy I am.
Yeah, you drop that phone all the time. You have that about 3 weeks.
I know. And it's very bad.
Every time I've been with you.
Oh, I have to do an impression of Daniel. I forgot. Okay. Here is my impression of Daniel.
Here we go. Watch.
No, I have loads, right? I did this one on TikTok the other day, but this is one, right? Say something random.
How are you today, Daniel?
No, go again. Say something else.
You're working today, Daniel?
Working in my pussy!
Yeah, he always does that.
Yeah,
Or you'd be like literally talking to him for like a good 5 minutes about something real serious, and then he'll just start going, "Dale!" And you're like, "Did you hear what I said?" "No, I wasn't listening to you." You're like, "Are you joking?"
Daniel has a bit of a sick obsession though with vaginas and vibrators. He's always talking about vaginas and vibrators.
Yeah, especially Ash Trevino and her new now.
Oh no, can we talk about Ash Trevino?
I don't even know who that woman is.
Oh my god, we need to fill Daniel in on the Ash Trevino lore. Yes. Guys, I know you listeners are in with the Ash Trevino lore. Right, let's go. Let's have a 5 minute quick round of filling Daniel in about Ash Trevino.
For anyone that doesn't know,
so do you know the full ins and outs now?
Hold on. Right. I'm singing the song.
She's sinning.
He wanna know how it smell. Ah, Santos, he know it smell well. I want new. If I fucking never tell.
I want new.
She said ask.
I seen his pee-pee. He
meant
new.
I seen his...
Oh, wait, is she the one that got a baps and all out on life?
Yeah!
Licking her nipples.
And what?
Yeah.
Carried him over her shoulder.
Literally, she lifted
that's
up.
That's where
her
it name. Came from because she said that she was going out to your match. He seen my nunu, and I seen his pee pee.
Yeah,
did she get with him.
And then
we don't know.
So she basically, Dylan, you give some of the lore, and I'll give some of the lore.
So basically, how Ash Trevino came on the internet and how she started getting clout was basically she got with this fella that was an inmate, right? And the inmate basically came out of prison and she live streamed the whole thing. And then the inmate broke up with her 2 weeks later. And then she basically came on live and started saying that she was pregnant for him and everything and she didn't know what to do. Then she got with a new inmate, but this... Wait, no, then I think her ex died, or like the kid's dad, basically.
Yeah.
And she went on live and she was like crying and all, and she was singing like, "Fuck my baby daddy, fuck my baby
like
daddy."
Like 2 minutes later, like,
after he died.
Yeah, and then after that, she got with a new inmate that basically had murdered these two teenage girls, but was like horrific. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but she basically stood by him and used to go on live calling him on the phone and basically making out that like he was innocent and everything, and then she said mad things about like SNA, slurs, everything like that. And then it basically came up until the present. There's like more ins and outs, but Santos, her daughter, actually fancied.
And Santos is a big like clout chaser, but like Ash Trevino's like 35. So she started going on live, right, with Santos, and basically Santos started flirting with her because obviously he wants the clout. Like, this woman has loads of clout. And basically then she started using her rose toy vibrator on the live.
On the live. Yeah. In the corner of the live.
And you could hear it like, right? And then she started taking out her baths and licking her nipples.
Instagram.
TikTok.
And then she went to Instagram. She put Chelsea Leart to shame.
Yeah.
To shame. Yeah. Chelsea Leart is actually like the queen in Buckingham Palace.
Yeah. And then... Up until this point, no. Then basically they wrote this song that me and Dylan really love this song where like we don't, Ash Fino's problematic as fuck, but this song is just so catchy. I want to
see as in his pee pee. He's in my nunu.
Oh no, how could we forget? Dia.
Dia. Did it smell?
Did it smell?
Did it smell?
She went into the toilet.
Yeah, she went and she's got like hopped on twice.
Has she?
Yeah, there's a girl called Tampa Bay that went to her gaff and everything.
Oh, I know Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Tampa Bay. And then basically she went to Tia's gaff. There was this, she keeps so Tia basically, that's Spanish for auntie, yeah? But this woman is the same age as her. And she only knows
her Tia.
Yeah, and she only knows her through TikTok. It's not her actually, her auntie.
Oh my God.
And she went to her gaff and live streamed the whole time and then basically went to a bar and then got hopped on in the bar.
Oh, wait. I actually do remember. Remember she was, because she was telling me about this when, man, Santos was coming over, was it? And she had like a hot makeup artist on.
Yeah.
There were like 100,000 people watching.
In the live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I could never.
Took them like 6 hours to do her up though.
You know, it's bad, right? Because Ash Trevino was going, I'm going to stay in an Airbnb, and if not, I'm going to stay in Shoddy Bay's house.
She's
and
then, not coming to my house.
Shoddy Bay. Shoddy Bay. She's not coming to my house. What was that noise?
And you say I weird
because I'm just thinking of
even Shoddy Bay said she is not coming to my house.
She's not coming to my house.
I kind of like Shoddy Bay. Like, also, why is her house empty? Like, why has Shoddy Bay got no furniture?
So funny though.
Oh no, because remember Terry Joe had a scrap.
I think she. Imagine Shoddy Bay getting you hopped.
Yeah, she
I'd still wing her around. I'd say, come here. Oh, no, actually, I can't better be nice, Shorty Baby. She's actually sweet.
Guys, that is the Ash Trevino lore for anybody that has missed it. But as you can tell, me and Dylan clearly have no fucking lives. Oh, no, I have a great impression of Dylan. Let me go back. Rewind.
Oh.
Daniel. Oh, my God, Daniel. Did you see that? That happened on that live? Say no, you didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it.
It's okay, I have the whole thing screen recorded. This point has a whole other phone for screen.
Is they gonna make me sound skits, like, girl?
You are skits.
I do just screen recording to show you. Is that the
yeah,
problem?
You do.
Yeah, it's literally just to show us. That's all it is.
Yeah. Then what will happen is we'll miss it. So there'll be some, like, something will happen. We'll miss it. So then we'll all, like, we will all just sit on the phone watching Dylan screen recording of it. So who's worse, actually, us or Dylan?
Well, you just cry, though, when you don't see it. Like, why didn't you screen record
it?
I know. So used to seeing it. Like, we actually don't live. Like,
yeah, we don't live for it. Like, you
ask my case, Swiss yous do, you the liars.
No, we don't.
Pinocchios.
Right, guys, that's enough of them. No, I'm joking. I'm only messing. Truth or Tattle, guys. We are rebranding Truth or Tattle because nobody's bloody sending tattles. Is that why, Lauren?
Yeah, pretty much.
I knew it because every single week, right, we have a segment called Truth or Tattle. And basically, past tense, old segment. And basically, they would send in like a voice note and I'd have to guess is it true or if it's a lie. But every week, we would be like, can you please send lies? Because everyone would just send the truth, right? Yeah, they were good truths. And they were like, but I don't think I ever got one wrong, did I? Oh, no, I got one. One wrong in 19 weeks. So, so we're rebranding, guys, to the Trauma Dump, which I think suits me very well because that's all I do all the time. So it's the same format. Send your stories in via voice note in Instagram and we'll play it on the pod. Do you have any Trauma Dump story times?
I'll be here all day, love.
I don't know if I can tell it. And you
just, what is it?
So basically, I was working for like this big huge company, I won't say, and I was working night shift and it was just really depressed at the time and all I wanted was the day off, but I knew that they weren't going to give me the day off. So I have IBS and I don't know why I thought this was a good idea. It was because I was so stressed.
Did you poo yourself?
No, I went in, right, and I told the manager I had to shit myself that I needed to go home, right? And he was like to me, okay, well, just clock into your computer there, right? So I went and theoretically sat down on the right and went home, right? But then I thought that manager used to tell me everyone's business and I wasn't close to him. So I was like, oh my God, he's actually going to be going around telling
everyone
that I shit myself and then sat down.
Oh no. And did anybody say it to you?
No, but everyone was always real weird with me. So
I thought you did actually shit yourself in your job once now.
No. I was telling you today that basically I shit myself when I was in school because teacher wouldn't let me go to the toilet. My mum went up to bat the teacher.
He's not even lying.
Same with me brother. My brother got a kidney infection and ever since then, my man went up to bat at the teacher and then ever since then, he was allowed to go to the toilet anytime he wanted.
Yeah, but dead right, because why do teachers think they can tell kids they're not going to... Do you know, when I was in primary school, like this sort of story actually upsets me to this day. When I was in primary school, one day, one of my friends in primary school had her hand up for about 20 minutes to go to the toilet. The teacher wasn't answering her and she peed herself on the chair in front of the whole class and all the pee was dribbling down on... Like, it was so embarrassing. Stop laughing. It was so...
No, I'm not at all
because I actually really like this girl and I'm saying it because it's like the fact that I still remember that because I remember being so traumatized for her of like, oh my God, I can't like... In fourth class, you're still a child, like, you know what I mean?
No, kids my dad used to tell me, my dad was like, don't even put your hand up. If you need
just
to
go. Just go. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you should have seen my school. My school had, do you know, the gates that you keep the horses in? They had that on the toilet. I swear to God, I'm not joking, yes. You know who went to my school that's literally on here is on this talking bollocks, Terrence. He went to my school. Yeah. He can tell you that there was literally a horse fence in our school and the key to go into the toilet was on a big, huge, block brick. No, it wasn't a brick. A wooden.
It was locked.
Yeah, and it was a big skeleton key, like a big, huge, long key that you had to open it with.
What? Yeah. Your school was obviously rough as toast.
It used to be a Christian Brothers school. It was originally an orphanage that was ran by the Christian Brothers.
Fucking 1800s.
Yeah, it
was like it was itchy, like
outside.
No, I swear Kim Jong-un was the principal girl. That's what I felt like in anything. It was like a bleeding tyranny.
That's terrible. That's so bad. Do you know, I remember I have this really distinct memory from primary school, right? There was this guy in my class and he was always singing, right? And we were in junior infants. I'll never forget this. This is a core memory for me. Probably a trauma dump as well. And he goes, puts his hand up and he's going to the toilet and like clearly he's taking a poo because he's in the toilet forever. But he's sitting on the toilet singing A, B, C, D with the door wide open and our classroom, the toilets were in the classroom basically. So I remember the whole class just stopping and looking and everyone just listened to him singing until he came back from his poo.
No, it's weird. I feel bad for the teachers in primary school now because I remember when I was in junior infants, it was junior infants or senior infants, we were all sitting down and we had the toilets in the classroom. Remember?
Yeah.
Just go like that.
Yeah.
We had that, and this young fella came out like top up around him, trousers to the floor, pissing, walking out of the toilet. Like,
stop.
Around the class.
Oh. Pissing around the class.
Around the class. The teacher had to leg it and shoot him back.
No,
the
I have a proper trauma dump for you. Right, go. School. I think you already know this story before, right? So basically, when I was like 40 and 15, I like. You know yourself, the underage drinking and everything. Yeah. And I was underage drinking in town with me friends, right? Central Bank for the ones that know, right? And basically what happened was I was locked. I barely remember it, but I met this fella there. But there was a fella that was in my school like the year below me. And he basically took a picture of me, like my friend at the time that wasn't obviously a friend. Snake. She basically... look at me adding in my own ad libs.
He is, isn't he?
So basically this snake that was meant to be my friend let him take the picture of me, right? But I didn't know. So when I went into school on the Monday when we were all in break time, this young fella sent it around to everyone that was in the yard. Me in the face off a young fella. Oh, but I wasn't out or anything.
Shit, you weren't out.
No.
Oh no. Is this when you had a girlfriend? Dylan had a girlfriend, guys.
No,
why do you always find that so
basically
funny?
She broke I broke
yay it's Christmas
no I don't know I think it was around the time after I broke up with her because basically I got me mom used to ground me all the time, right? And she got me phone taken off me for 2 weeks, and in the time that my phone was had to get taken off me in 2 weeks, she had to ride in someone out of my class, and I was like heartbroken and I was like never going near a girl again.
Yeah, and that was true. You never
I did I went on a date.
That freaks me out.
I did a little bit of, no actually.
Did you do bits with girls?
Yeah, I've done a few nixes.
Ew, that makes me...
No, I did just one. Just one. It was because I was like, no, it's now or never. Now is the time. I need to know. And it was... no, girls, I couldn't...
Was
even,
it rotten? Like, I did you find
even,
it rotten?
No, you know what's the most fucked up thing about it? Right, is aren't even going to believe this, right? I obviously wanted to go the full way to see, like...
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
She goes, I can't because me fella, if he finds out, he'll just think I'm a slut. I was like, you're fella, what? Like, we're already at the going, like, this whole thing right now. Can I say this? But obviously then I went to the girls then, and like, think about it, me trying to get with a girl.
And you go into the girls for advice.
And I was like, girls, they were like, what did you do? And I was like, I topped her.
Oh no, do you remember? That was
and they were like, how old are you? Are you in a fucking teenage?
Oh, like you're at her, like...
Don't talk to her. Do you know what that is?
Oh, I've
never heard that.
That just means feel... Yeah, no. I remember I got... I don't know if I can say this. I remember being in school and I was meeting this fella, like, and he topped me. And at the time it was like... Oh my God, girls, like he... Like, it was such a big deal. Like, that was a big deal.
Did you go to teenage discos, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we just say that they are the most dangerous places ever? If Maz and Daz actually knew what went on at them things, I swear to God.
Meeting circles in the dance floor.
No, I used to go to the ones, the spin ones, right? And they used to turn the bumper cars into, like, where they actually had the bumper cars into, like, the dance floor. And they used to put this, like, house over, like, the roundabout bit. the stuff I seen with my little eyes at that house,
Why would they do that? That's like asking for trouble. Like,
no, I swear, if you have kids and you're listening to this, like teenagers, I'm telling you, go to them school discos and watch them. Honestly, I would watch your child because you think, ah, they're going to in art. No.
So we used to do these things called slut runs, right?
Did you never do them?
Did you never do a slut? Daniel's so innocent, right?
Did you never be like, let's play slut?
Yeah.
No.
We used to do slut runs, and one time I
grew up in a village. Like,
one time I shifted 36 people at one teenage disco.
Oh no. my claim to fame is I think I was around 30 young ones, around three or four fellas and a set of twins. Do you know? I can prove it, and I'll show you after here.
30 young
and
ones.
Do you know who?
Four fellas.
Do you know who the twins was?
Who?
Do you know the Davinci twins?
No.
You know Davinci? Yeah, I met both of them once after.
Who are they?
They're viral twins, just memes.
Are they from Ireland?
No, sorry, they're not from Ireland. They were in Ireland at the time.
And you met them?
I'll literally show you pictures after here.
Fuck off.
I swear, why would I lie?
My discos used, I don't know what was going on in yours. My discos were like cringy as fuck, like Rihanna Monster blaring in the background.
That wasn't a teenager.
Were you not growing up going, can my mate shift you?
No, my one was weird. Like, mine was like, I was even scared to be there. Like, they'd be opening up the circle and you'd be like, oh, and you'd have dance battles and all.
Oh, no!
He was in the corner asking, did anyone want to buy any loom pants?
Yeah, he was. Making Scoobies.
No, I wasn't. I was at the fucking shop. Do you remember the little shops you used
Men
to
in the cadets
stacking up?
Oh, my God. Did I ever tell you it was about me coming toward in a disco dancing competition?
No.
So, I used to go to these discos right across from me nana's house. Every week I'd get me little aftershave, me little outfit from Penny's a lot or H&M, yeah, whatever, right? And I mean, I was like 6 and 7 and all, right? And there was a competition this week, like as in, and it was like freestyle and everything, right? And
did you do freestyle?
For one day, but the fella shit me up because he was like the campus fella ever, and he tried to force me into the splits.
Right.
I can't even say his name or where it is because everyone will know who it is straight away. Right.
Okay.
But basically what happened was, I went to do the competition and me ma had to come over, and the only reason that I came toward was because the two people that ran it was their kids that came first and second, right?
Right.
Now think, I was the only fella in it, right? I was like 7, right? And my ma, I was like 7, I can't remember how, it was really young anyway, but my ma had to stand on the sidelines, right? And everyone was like, oh, who's your daughter?
She's like,
it cuts to my ma being like, that's my son actually over there. And I was doing a whole routine, Christina Aguilera Dorothy. That was the song that I chose. And I used to go on the ground like this, with my fist clenched, and then I get up and snap. No, I still had a whole routine. It was so bad.
How could you, as a child, even answer that song?
That was the first song I ever bought.
24th, and they bring out the stripper. That is like the first song that plays.
I begged my mum to buy that for me. That and Kelly Rowland Stole.
How did you ever even like question? Like, that's what I wonder. Like, what were you doing bits with girls for?
You know what the funniest thing about it all, right? Because obviously I'm gay, and then I have a
No way!
My brother is a straight as a fiddle, right? Yeah. But when we were younger, we used to, you probably done this, you know, with your siblings where you watch the music videos and you're like, right, I'm going to be this person, you're going to be that person.
Yeah.
We used to have fights every day because he wanted to be Fergie. And I'd be like, I'm fucking Fergie. You're not Fergie. And he'd be like, I want to be Fergie. Why do I always have to be this one?
But kids, like, I feel like when kids are younger, it's only when we become an adult that we start, like, it probably is stupid, but it's only, you know, now if Craig was like, I'm going to dance to Fergie, everyone would be like, what the fuck? But when you're a kid,
yeah, I miss that, like, not, like,
no
kids
judgment.
Are so honest, but like, then again, it's like, you could actually do anything as a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Right, guys, we also have a new, it's a segment for when we have guests, okay? So we're going to ask our guests, what is the most unscripted moment that's happened in their life? So Dylan, what is your most unscripted moment? So, I mean, like a moment where you went off script or didn't plan something, and did it turn out good or bad?
Moving to Spain.
Oh, yeah. That was... No, I fucking told you not to do that. You just didn't listen to me because you had someone else in your ear telling you to go.
Yeah, I know.
That clearly didn't have your best intentions. But I was telling him, because I did this, I like tried to run away from all my problems, went to Turkey and traumatized myself. So that's exactly what you did.
Same thing, dude. I traumatized myself, but I also like... healed myself in the best way as well. I feel like I'm a completely different person since I went. What?
Oh, you have to tell them about when you locked yourself out in the. In
oh,
the
that's balcony. Unscripted moment. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
That is your moment. Tell them.
Which time? There was three times.
Yeah, tell them how it happened. So the first time.
So basically, I went to Spain and I was over there completely by myself, other than good old Toxicana, Jaylee. Shout out to Jaylee.
Shout out, Jennifer.
Toxicana. So basically, I was over in Spain and anyway, I was in my little apartment. And for anybody that has been to Spain or knows, they have like AC units. For anyone that doesn't know, there's like air conditioning in the houses. But the air conditioning basically takes all the hot air out of the room or the house and pumps it out onto like basically like the balcony or the outside. So my balcony was actually like 4x4, like a matchbox, right? And I needed to close the door. But unfortunately, all the doors in Spain doesn't have locks on the outside or handles. So I basically locked myself out. I closed the door and I was like, oh my God. And it was 30 degrees at the time on the balcony. I was in a nightdress. Was it a Lilo and Stitch nightdress? Yeah, a Lilo and Stitch nightdress.
The pink one.
And I was like panicking. I was like, what am I going to do? And like, at the time I was calling the group call and Niamh was, the biggest concern for Niamh was, what will I say back to Alex? Because Niamh was me and Alex at the time, and I was like, is this bitch for real? Like, I am literally at the brink of life. Now I'm locked in a foreign country out the balcony, right? And where I was is the equivalent of being in the back arse of Carlo in Spain. Like, yeah. No one speaks English, right? Yeah. So I had to ring the fire brigade and the emergency services and basically be like, please, can you just come get me? Blah, 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 blah. I was still on the balcony 3 hours later because when the guard actually did come, they end up doing a stop and search on this car that was driving past and he had like drugs or something on them. So that was a whole ordeal. Then the fire brigade actually came, right? And I was like, oh my God, all the neighbours start coming out and all, right? Because this is like a proper like residential quiet area, right? Making matters worse, I thought that they were going to pick me up on, like, you know, they have a cherry picker. That's what it's called, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought they were going to pick me up and put me onto that, right? So these didn't speak English. And when they were coming up, I thought they were going to pick me up. So I was standing there with my arms out. And they just hopped onto the balcony and were staring at me. Then they let me in. That was that. 3 days later, I got locked out again. Mm-hmm. On the same balcony. And then a week later, see you, Jaylee. So we were basically, I was leaving the house and then I realised I forgot something. The reason why I was pressured to leave as fast because Jaylee was like, the store's closing. I want, what was it again? What was them? What's them crips that are like?
Ruffles.
Lays. No. Lays. What's the little, the chewable ones, the Mexican ones?
Oh, Takis.
Takis,
oh,
yeah.
She loves Takis.
I was like, I want my Takis down, my Takis. And I was like, oh my God, Jennifer, please, I'm forgetting everything, right? So I went inside and I put my keys down when she was waiting outside and I ran back out not realising and we locked the door. And we had a candle lighting and everything. And
no, you didn't have a candle lit.
I don't, because that's real bad in here.
It doesn't matter, you can tell it. They didn't have a candle lit. They just lied and said they did so the fire brigade would break into the house.
No. Well, so basically,
straight on, Jen.
I was live. And everyone, I was freaking out and I was having a panic attack and everyone knew how bad I was with my mental health at the time. So everyone was saying, your candle and all, tell them that the candle was lit and everything because, and the reason why the candle was even lit, there was this big huge black candle that I got out of a spiritual shop because I thought that there was black magic done on me. So I was trying to do like a ritual to rid the black magic. And then basically the police and the fire brigade came first and they were trying to open my front door because me, what is that thing called? Me landlord wouldn't come. Like the person that was me landlord literally lived like 6 hours into like mainland or whatever. So she wouldn't have been able to get to me until the next day. And we were literally like stuck. And Jennifer ended up calling to like basically get us in. And Jennifer's auntie like, Jennifer's older auntie and her auntie was like, call back and say it's lying. Call back, call back. Right, and I was like, oh my God, no. So they came then, and anyway, all the old neighbours start coming out and start rallying me and Jennifer over in Spanish and start roaring at us, but we didn't know what they were saying, and the four of the guys started translating.
Here's the entire
They start translating, being like, they're saying that you've caused nothing but trouble since you've came here. You've literally caused so much, brought so much police and the fire brigade and blah, 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 blah. They let us in then. The police came at the same time. Jennifer brushed past all the said above, the fire brigade and the police, and ran in and goes, "Oh my God, the candle's out, the ritual's working, it's worked right. Made us look sick. And the whole time while we're outside, she was like, they're trying to break down this door and she's telling them, "We're doing black magic, that's why the candle's lit, we have bad juju on us," right? And they're looking at us if we're skits, right? And then, may I just add, right, when I actually then, a few months later, before I actually left, I got a letter that was on my door, and it was in Spanish and English, and it basically said, "Hello, people that watch me or follow me doesn't know exactly what letter I'm on about, but I got this letter on my door, and it was like, 'Hello, I know that you have a sick child with special needs in the house, and you may have to scream loudly or sing loudly to calm it down at night, but we can all hear you,' and like, this big, huge, mad, abusive letter."
What?
Yeah, did I never tell you?
No.
Will I get it up?
Yeah.
Right, hang on.
Why were they saying you had a special needs sick child?
I'll tell you now. I'll get to.
Were they being smart-ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't blame them, Dylan. You talk very loud.
It was because every night I would be on live, like, literally screaming the gas down.
And you were
and, like,
doing pure battles at that time as well, remember?
Yeah, Dylan needed, like, a fucking villa in the middle of nowhere, except he was in a big apartment block full of, like, Spanish people.
Yeah, and, like, old people and all. And Dylan's like, "One more rose, guy!"
No, I never done that. I used to be doing the Beyonce, the boy riff. Do you know the boy riff? Yeah, I used to be doing that like 3 o'clock in the morning, and they'd be banging down and they'd be like, "Fuck off."
Right, let's do the riff challenge while we're waiting. Right, I'll go first. Oh. Right, you go.
Oh.
To go. Oh, that was real good. Go on, Cynthia.
Cynthia in my past life.
Oh, don't tell me to go then, all
right
then.
Right, you go. I want you to find this picture. You can see why me and Daniel were making great faces.
Girls, that was really good.
Okay.
That's actually good for the first one.
That was actually good and all, girl, and everything.
Oh, look, there's me crying over lasagna.
Get the picture!
Oh my God, you look so different.
Move on and we'll come back. Oh, I found it.
No way, right.
Right. So this is the English part, right?
Right.
"Hello, I don't know if you are Spanish or from another country, and I understand that you have a son or a daughter who is in a condition that is not like us who are healthy. You may have to work to get him or her to sleep. When you talk loudly, sing and play music, I hear everything as clearly as possible. When your son or daughter screams, I can't sleep. It always starts at night when we go to sleep. It is very stressful, and I have been advised by the community to call the night police if it doesn't quiet down. No later than 11 in the evening. It must be quiet in a house like this, which is extremely responsive."
Yeah, dead right. You were screaming like half down.
Yeah, you were.
Well, she shouldn't have left the letter out because it squared loads of lube on her door.
Did you? For fuck's sake. Dylan is going to... That's
Dylan,
like an
episode. I don't... Like, Dylan does so many things that he wonders why he gets such bad karma.
Yeah, that is why. You're talking about black magic. You are causing your own karma. You sprayed lube all over someone's door.
It was only over the handle. It wasn't like literally like...
So she wore a handle on and got a handful of lube because you wouldn't shut the fuck up screaming. So bad that she thought that you had a fucking child in the gaff.
Girls, that's so offensive. She literally, could you imagine if I actually did have a child that was sick and she's saying,
"But you didn't."
Who's in a condition that's not like us, that's healthy. Why are you throwing it back in my face that my child may be sick?
Yeah, and you are all probably healthy.
No, but you know what's funny? This was a residential. There was no young people. I was the youngest person in there. There wasn't one child. There's barely dogs. And
but it's probably you do like high pitched screaming. So
yeah,
they
it was
obviously.
This scream.
Yeah, so they obviously. And you were doing battles at the time.
You used to always do that when he was live.
Yeah, you used to go. So then if you were doing battles at the time and someone sent you a gift, you would have went.
No, I swear, if I had it being my neighbour, I literally would have went up and kicked down that door and put me into a chokehold. Like, I swear to God.
Yeah, exactly.
I count my blessings every day that I am me,
that
not anybody
Spain.
Else. Because if it was anybody else and I had to endure me, I'd be like, oh my God, he's so annoying.
And that's why Dylan had to flee Spain. He was getting...
I was traumatised in Spain. I was only telling you about it today. My only friends were literally pure gang related, and I mean, like, I can't even say the gang, and involved in like industries that I probably can't even talk about.
Why were
here.
You friends with those people?
Because in the coffee shop that I used to go to, they were there, and they were the only ones that spoke English in my whole area. And then basically, they start telling me like the bleeding, what's that thing called? Like, he started telling me, match it, one of the fellas, like, about all the...
Don't say it on here! I don't want that gang after me, thanks!
Okay, well, I was actually told stuff that I should not have been told.
And no.
At the time, I said it to someone, and they were like, you need to be careful. Like, think they're trying to, like, groom you to, like, be a, like...
A member.
No, something else.
Oh, moving I'm with on. You. Right. Guys, enough of that, because Dylan is going to have...
Sorry.
Dylan is going to have me on the chopping block.
Yeah,
brought up
but you don't have to put that in. Yeah. You know.
We're all going to be brought in for questioning after this bleeding podcast.
Right, guys. Daniel, sorry. You thought you got away with that one, love.
I was waiting for you to move on.
Daniel, what's your unscripted moment?
I don't think I have an unscripted moment, but one of the most traumatising things that ever happened to me in school was I was in school, I was in history class, and I hated my history teacher.
Right.
And basically, he kicked me out of class and had to go to the office. So he kicked me out and I went, like, the back way of the school, like, trying to make, like, a big, huge, long walk over, being like, fuck him, like, I'm going to take the piss now, would you get me?
Yeah.
So I walked out that way, but the way I had to come back down to the office was, like, we had big, huge marble stairs.
Yeah.
And I walked down, like, the first little part, and then it was just, like, two or three sets of, stairs then, all marble. And I just tripped over myself and I went flying down the stairs. But it was so funny because I still had my hand on the railing. So I was like doing flips while I was still...
While your hand was on the
railing. Oh my God, no.
And I literally just collapsed at the bottom of the stairs. Who picked me up? My fucking history teacher that kicked me out of
no
class.
Way.
No way. It was just mortifying. I was pure like, yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. My mom was pure like, who pushed you? I was like, the funny, nobody did. So I tripped over myself. Like,
I don't think I have. Well, it's not my question.
Well, it's pure traumatising because no one was on the stairs when it happened. But everybody was at the end of the stairs.
Oh, no, and they're all waiting for you.
Everyone was just like looking at me on the floor, splats out, and I was like, oh, my
no,
God.
No. Maybe that's what happened to your head.
No, I was dropped a lot as a child.
How's your head?
What?
How's your head?
What?
Are we just not getting this? Good.
Oh, how's your head?
Oh, do you mean like how am I a given head? Great. Wonderful. Daniel.
You're only good, you need improvement.
Daniel's so innocent as face.
Just... I forgot what fucking podcast I was being coming on to today.
Right, we have a dilemma. And Nick, you don't fucking interrupt me when I'm telling this dilemma,
all
right?
Yeah, but it has my name written all over it, Dill Emma, did you get me?
Who's Emma? You ever was boards? That cheated on you?
Yeah, the one that cheated on you.
The one that you topped. No.
Dill Emma.
Does he with him?
For the guys to answer, don't open your mouth until I'm done, right? Sorry, guys, you have to warn Dylan because he'll start fucking telling us about some random fact in the middle of the dilemma, like. Right. Hi, Niamh. I've been dating my boyfriend for over a year now. I've fancied him since I was 13 and I'm now 19. Throughout the years, we have both been in different relationships, but we always found a way back to each other as sneaky links. Up until last year, I hadn't spoken to him since 2022, but he messaged me to rekindle. And here we are a year later. Honeymoon stage is over. Over. We kill each other like cats and dogs. I still live in my family home. He still lives in his. I see him maybe 3 to 4 times a week, but it's constant arguments over the smallest things. Not to mention the sex life has gone downhill altogether. He never posts me and is very jumpy whilst I'm near or try to use his phone. Am I overthinking this, Niamh? Please let me know. I'm going to let them give their opinion, girl, then I'm going to give mine.
I think maybe the honeymoon ended so quickly because he's known each other years. So it's not really like they've been on and off sneaky linking. So
yeah, true.
Obviously have spent intimate time with each other. So that's probably why that's why when you actually officially got together, that's why your honeymoon phase dropped so quick, because you were probably sick of each other, especially because you know each other years. But the whole jumping from the phone shit, yeah, red flag.
Red flag.
Red flag. You should never, like...
No.
What? Even if, like, you have something to be hiding if you're like, don't look at me, fam.
Yeah.
No matter what.
And do you know, the thing is, no, you wouldn't even want to look at their phone if they weren't jumping every time you were near it.
Facts.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I never, ever, ever, I'm like, Alex, give me your phone. But it's because I know... If I touch it, he's not like, give me that back. If he did that once...
If they're going to do it, they're going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. If he did that once, I'd be like, there's something fishy going on. So I think, girl, I think you need to go through his phone while he's sleeping. Tape his eyes open. And
when was
his face ID?
Like, was he with people when you were doing
this? Yeah. Yeah, that's such a good point, because if he was cheating on other people with you, he's cheating on you.
Once a cheat, always cheat.
Yeah. Dil, what's your opinion?
I just don't know. I'm not the best to be giving relationship advice, or to be giving like any kind of advice in that bleeding realm. I'm very much traumatized.
Yeah, but neither am I. I'm like the last person.
Well, personally, it's a red flag if he's jumping while you're going through the phone, because if you're in a relationship with someone and you know each other that long, and you're kind of in it for the long haul, then there should be no reason for you to be hiding anything from each other. Like, there's a big difference of going through someone's phone or someone being there beside you and then hiding something from you in that moment. That's a bit fishy. But
yeah,
like any relationship, people think that like you're going to be in love with someone and it's going to be the honeymoon period for like the rest of your life. It doesn't work like that.
No.
Like, relationships are a lot of work. It's a lot of give and take. It's a lot of times where you're fighting. There's a lot of times where you're having the best times. There's a lot of times where you're bored of each other. Like, it's literally like any relationship or friendship even. Like, you're going to get sick of each other. You're going to get bored of each other. But it's up to you to actually work on it together. Yeah. Do you get me? People just think, oh, we're going through a bad period and leave it at that. No, you have to work on it. Like, before, I know it sounds so cliche and cheesy, but like, before social media and everything, like, our granddads and nannas and everything, like, they would have worked it through. You wouldn't even have known that some of them had problems. Now, I know that a lot of older relationships as well at the time can be toxic, but I feel like a lot of them were really natural, and they do love each other. Do you get me? Because you need to work on it. People just dismiss them so easily.
Yeah, I
hey,
think
Cupid. Yeah, that's true.
That was actually a very mature answer. I think in terms of the first part, I think relationships are a lot of work, and they're not like
they are.
People think you're going to be like
you're responsible for another person.
I feel like I understand love, but love doesn't understand me.
Yeah, true. I think there, can I just say as well, and I don't mean to be sexist, but I think as well, relationships are a lot of work for girls, because I think a lot of the time there's a big maturity difference between girls and boys. Like, I'm not, that's not even a sexist thing. I think that's just common knowledge that girls' brains develop quicker than boys' brains do. Like, their frontal lobe develops quicker. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because girls are obviously maternal, you know what I mean? So I think every relationship, you're going to go through periods of killing each other like cats and dogs. Like, I just told you this morning that I fucking went mad at Alex for half an hour because he moved 3 boxes. Like, and I mean, this was the end of my world. Do I care about it now? No. But sometimes you can get irritated, or it's so normal, but it is a lot of work. And if you really, really love someone, I think that's when it's like, okay, we're going through a bad period, but I could never imagine my life without them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're that's going love. Through that bad period and you're like, oh, I'd rather be elsewhere, that's when it's like, okay, there's a problem. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't know, girl, I just think, to be honest, forget everything I said. He's a fucking arsehole. Just break up with him, because if he's jumping at your phone...
Smash his phone, shove it down his neck and make him shite out the buttons.
Literally, get rid. No, honestly, the sex life as well. Like, I feel like in a long-term relationship, your sex life will go up and down. Like, women are not horny all the time, okay? And there's a pressure on women to want to have sex all the time. Women, by our menstrual cycle, we have like a whole week where we're absolutely disgusted by the man. Disgusted by them, don't want them anywhere near us. We're screaming at them. We want them away. That's literally our hormones. That's our nature. We can't do anything about that. So I wouldn't be hard on yourself about your sex life, unless you're only having sex like once a month, okay? Then there's a problem. But Yeah, I don't know.
But I think as well, though, there's some people that just don't have a high sex drive compared to other people.
Like, even men. Like, I know men always kind of... Men are always going to top women for the most part when it comes to sex drive, I feel, because testosterone is...
It's way higher than estrogen.
It's way higher than estrogen, exactly. But I also feel like there is even men that just don't have as high of a sex drive. Like, it's a normal thing. And I think there's a lot of pressure put on, oh, well, if you're not having sex every day, then your relationship is shit.
Yeah.
No, that's not true at all.
But I do feel like that sex is important for a relationship because the intimacy aspect, like, it's the most intimate that you actually will ever be with your partner.
Oh, 100%. That's why, I feel like that's why a lot of the time with girls, like, me and Alex always talk about this sort of thing. We always talk about, like, human nature, the difference of men and women. And I feel like that's why a lot of the time with girls, like, you know the way girls have our menstrual cycle? I don't know if you know this, but we have, like...
No way. Do you?
Shut up. We have, like, a whole week where we just are dry as the Sahara Desert. We don't want near a man. We want, literally, if you gave us a separate bed, we would probably sleep in it, even though they haven't done anything wrong. I know there's girls that probably will say no, but it's fucking science, okay? But then there's the next week, we want to have sex 20 times a day. So, you know what I mean? That's just how it works. There's a lot of pressure. Girls, during that week where we're like, ugh, I think a lot of the time we will still have sex because it's an emotional thing. And it's like an intimate thing and a closeness and whatever else. So, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't focus too much on, well, no, maybe I would, because you're not telling me how often you're having sex. Like, is it once every few days? Is it once a month? But in terms of the phone, I think that's such a red flag. Like, if Alex jumped once when I was near him on his phone, I would genuinely be taping his eyeballs and going on his phone while he... Well, no, I know his code. No, that was real conceited. But I'd be going on his phone while he slept. No word of it. I'd say I wouldn't, and I'm not a psychopath, but we all are, okay? What have you ever gone to your partner's phone?
No.
Yes.
I'm trying to think if I've ever gone to your partner's phone. Oh my God, yeah, because I posted, not went to his phone, but I remember I posted Alex. So Alex kept going on my phone while I was asleep and putting me on live while I was asleep. Like,
that was the best. That was so funny.
He wasn't even going on my phone looking through it. He was putting me on fucking live.
Posting pictures of you.
And posting pictures of me, like, rotten.
He is
pictures.
Your biggest troll in the best way.
He is my biggest hater. He was posting videos of me snoring while I was asleep. Like, he was so
bad. You did the same to him.
But you know when he put me on live, like, I went mad at him this day because I woke up, right, and my tit was out of my top. I'm not joking. But I was lying face down, thankfully. But whatever way, thank God, right, I was lying face down, my tit was out of my top, but you couldn't see anything because I'm lying face down. Obviously, it came out after Alex put me on live. But then I didn't know I was on live, so I turned over on my front. But thank God the phone fell as I turned over.
Oh, would have been like, she's back.
Oh. Yeah, it's Nevo again.
No,
so funny. But yeah, I don't know. I put Alex's... I put up really bad videos of Alex snoring, like a hog to get my own back. And, like, I mean, you could hear the snoring from China. From China. So he was... how long was it up for? A couple of hours. I put up other stuff of him as well on his story. Yeah, that's the worst I've ever done. But I'm pretty sure I've probably have gone through someone's phone. Lauren, have you?
No, I have gone through someone's, I was on their iPad and the iMessage was synced up and I seen messages in there, but there was nothing like
that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God, you just reminded me. Now, it wasn't with a partner now, right?
Right.
Like an ex or anything. Basically, years ago, there was this fella that I was meeting, but my friend had a crush on him, but he was gay, right? Like, she fancied him, but he was gay. And he wasn't out or anything, but I went out to him, right? And
oh, you rat.
What do you mean, you rat?
And your friend had a crush on him.
I know, it was so bad. That time, you're only like,
dicks.
I know, we're only like 15, right? But I didn't think she'd care because, like, he clearly was gay, like, yeah, do you get me? Yeah. But I went out and anyway, and this, he was now this friend, Shannon, right?
Oh, I know Shannon. How are you, Shannon?
So basically, I went out to the girls or whatever then after, but my friends had spotted me with your man.
No!
They spotted me, right?
No.
Because basically, I met him, like, just say, I think it was Liffey Valley, but then I was meeting my friends in town, but my friends, some of my friends at the time lived in Lucan, so we got on the same bus, and I didn't know, and I was with your man, right? So we start kicking off in Burger King and O'Connell Street, right? And it was so awkward. There was, like, 10 of us for a sleepover, and it caused a pure division, right? So basically, the next day, my friend had a computer room at the time, and the computer was always on with people's Facebook signed in, whoever was in, right? And I went in to go on, but there was a message chat open between my friend Shannon and our other friend, and
oh, and what was it?
You talking to about?
Yeah, and Shannon was like, my man said he's like a drag queen.
About you?
But I was so upset, I started crying and everything, right?
No way. Because Mordecai,
my other friend had to like stick up for me and everything, and then like there was like Mordecai's like, why are you reading messages? Why are you leaving them open? Why are you talking about
me? Oh my god. It
was gas. It was so funny.
Eat him up, Shannon Queen.
Eat him up.
You up, Shan.
Eat him up.
Wig snatched.
Right, guys, I think that cause this has been so chaotic, but I really, really like chaos fucking Dylan over in the corner there laughing. Daniel's actually very demure and very mindful compared to Dylan, and he's not very demure and very mindful.
I'm maybe just not telling you.
I'm demonic and mental.
Yeah, you are demonic. He's demure and mindful. No, he's not. Daniel's not, but you're demonic and mental. Right, Daniel and Dylan, thank you so much. For coming on.
Do you
want to give
she's
your...
kicking us off because she's paying us by the hour, aren't you? Coming up to the next hour, she's like, wrap it up.
Overtime!
Yeah, we're not paying any overtime. Dylan...
We need a union. Go Loud Union, come soon.
Dylan, do you want to give your socials, just in case?
Dil the Galian on all socials. That's Dil the... And Galian is spelled G-A-Y-L-I-E-N because I am a gay alien from another planet. Drop that bird from space to earth, you load of sus.
Ew!
Right, kick it out, then. No, me. No. Because it makes me feel violently sick.
You said it.
You said it.
And he said it with confidence. The camera picked that up.
No, like, I'm going to have to fear for a week from now.
Leave that in. That is the best thing ever.
I hate you.
Leave that in. Right, Daniel has number one. You can find him on the Socially Awkward podcast. And you can find him with Brandon and Shanice, who we love too. Mm-hmm. And where else can they find you, Daniel?
Just Daniel Devlin.
That was my
no drop, no drop from space, from bird, none of that shit. Dropped on my head at bird. That was about it.
Yeah, clearly.
Oh, Dylan.
Hold on a minute. Don't be starting. You actually said that. None of us even... It's going on as if we...
Yeah,
you're going to... It drops... You're going to be dropped when we get out of the studio, both of you. Watch.
Dylan, you have to reach up to Daniel, so you ain't dropping him.
And I just throw this in. Dylan is 5'6", everyone.
I'm 5'7".
He's 5'6".
5'7".
And Dylan drinks freeway coke.
No,
he does. And Neva's taller than him.
Girls, I'm... No, do you know what? I'm not even letting myself get more annoyed than I already am.
Oh, me dying.
Pepsi Max.
Chewing the microphone as you speak.
He's chewing his knuckles.
I literally was.
Look at his hand.
All right, Tyson Fury over there.
He was like getting brought to Leo Bordock's after here to get battered.
Guys, if you want to send in any of your trauma dumps for our new segment, you can send them over to us on Instagram at @unscriptedgoloud. Also, follow us. I'm sick and tired of telling you. That's real teacher. Do you know Alex always says I sound like a teacher, lads? Do you agree? Can you write in?
You do.
I wasn't asking you. I was asking my viewers. I was asking my viewers. Sorry, guys. This he thinks everything revolves around him. Guys, write in and tell me if you think I sound like a teacher, because Alex tells me I do. If you want to send in any dilemmas, you can email them to us at unscripted@goloudnow.com, or you can send them over to us on Instagram at @unscriptedgoloud. Right, Dylan and Daniel, it's been not a pleasure, but thanks. No, I'm joking. People are going to think we're so mean to each other.
We are, but that's true friendship.
Yeah, true. Right.
That's a dilemma.
Dylan and Daniel, thank you very much
for coming
into my humble abode. Thank
Love
you.
It.
Thanks
so
much.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Daniel,
see you later.
You're not going to lick my room as well?
No.
You call me a rim licker. Well, I take that back. I don't want to be licking your hoop. I know where that hoop's been.
Infected hoop.
Right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.